Corey Stewart, Republican nominee, United States Senate, Virginia.
Why should I vote for you? 30-second pitch here.
Well, we need someone in the United States Senate who's going to shake things up. I think it's a disaster up there. And we need to push through the president's policies on rebuilding our military, making the tax cuts permanent, building the wall, securing our borders. So these are all things that I intend to do in the United States Senate.
What makes you different? Not that we haven't seen the TV ads and the radio ads, and but what makes you different from your opponents?
Well, I mean, there's a huge difference. I mean, Tim Kaine is the anti-Trump. He is automatically opposed to every single thing that President Trump proposes. When President Trump proposed a tax cut, he opposed that. When President Trump proposed rebuilding our military to 355 ship navies, he opposed that. When the president proposed increasing the salaries for military men and women, Tim Kaine opposed that. He's an automatic no to every single thing that the president proposes. I, by and large, support the president. There's a couple of disagreements. I, for example, don't believe in the pay raise for federal employees. But beyond that, I do believe that the president is on the right track with regard to the economy and everything else that he's doing.
So is that a winning message in a state that the president didn't win?
I think so. I hope so. I mean, it's the right one, I think. It's the one that I'm running on. And the fact is that the president has had a lot of successes since 2016. I think most people have benefited from the tax cut, unemployment at its lowest rate for women in 65 years. It's the lowest unemployment rate ever for African Americans, Hispanics, and Asians in this country, and the lowest unemployment rate in the United States since 1969. There's a lot of success here. I want it to continue. I will vote to continue the tax cuts, whereas Tim Kaine has vowed to vote against them.
Is there a particular issue beyond those that you would really want to highlight and address if you made it to Capitol Hill?
Well, there's one thing I would like to do, and I think it's very important, and that is we need to end discrimination against Asian American students who are applying to competitive colleges. Right now, on average, Asian American students have to score 280 points higher on the SAT than other students, and I think that's wrong. That's a system that Tim Kaine during the debate said he was okay with, and I'm not. I think that discrimination against somebody based upon their race is wrong, and I intend to introduce legislation next year to prohibit universities from using a race in considering college applications.
You say discrimination based on race is wrong, and yet people say you've been associated with white nationalists or white supremacist groups. How do you respond to that?
I've disavowed every single person who is a racist or bigot or an anti-Semite. Tim Kaine, on the other hand, is he's actually sharing office space with Leslie Colburn, who's the Democratic nominee in the 5th Congressional District, who has written a book saying that Jewish Americans are somehow responsible for the conspiracy to take over America's foreign policy establishment. Leslie Colburn, the Democratic nominee, who said that she congratulated Saddam Hussein for attacking Israeli citizens, who she called a menace. But yet, Tim Kaine has not disavowed Leslie Colburn or her views. And so, we need to hold the Democrats responsible for their own extremists and their own party.
Immigration, then, because that's another big thing, obviously, for you, but same vein, I guess, because you've got people who've lived here who then your tweets say are criminals and don't belong. And
well, Tim Kaine lumps together illegal aliens with lawful legal immigrants. And that's just frankly insulting to people who have waited in line, who have complied with our laws, who have come to this country legally, who contribute, who don't break our laws. And he just says the same thing. Tim Kaine lumps them together with the illegal aliens who are causing crimes. Look, we have more MS-13 illegal alien gang members in Fairfax County than there are police officers in Fairfax County. Tim Kaine wants to look the other way. He thinks that we should be giving amnesty, including to illegal aliens who commit crimes. I don't. I've been removing criminal illegal aliens from Prince William County for more than 10 years. The crime rate dropped significantly. That's one thing I want to do in the United States overall, is identify illegal aliens who are committing crimes, remove them so they can no longer harm American citizens. But at the same time, I do support lawful immigration. My wife is an immigrant, and I think one of the things we need to do is make it easier for those who are here legally to transition from a visa status, from an H-1 status, over to a permanent residency status. Not enough has been done to help those who are in legal limbo, and that's something I intend to address in the Senate.
Are there local issues, or is this all a national election about President Trump?
Well, there are a lot of local issues. Tim Kaine has, because he's had his head in the national political scene, he's not thinking about the fact that Virginia is not getting its fair share of transportation revenues. Virginia hasn't received its fair share of road construction revenues from the federal government under Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine is a Democrat. The other senator from Virginia is a Democrat. They haven't been able to get anything. We will have, after I'm elected, we will have at least one Republican from Virginia in the United States Senate who will work with Republicans in the Senate, with Republicans in the House, and the Republican president to widen 66 and 95 and other major roadways without massive tolls. The reason we have massive tolls on I-66 is because Tim Kaine failed as governor, and then he failed in the United States Senate to bring in the necessary federal revenue and state revenue to widen those roads. I'm going to focus on retrieving and making sure that Virginia gets its road construction revenue, its fair share from the federal government to improve traffic congestion in Northern Virginia.
Do you have a position on the maybe cuts to Social Security or Medicare to save the budget deficit?
You know, Tim Kaine wants to increase the Social Security tax. The problem isn't that we're not paying enough taxes in this country. The problem is that Congress, including Tim Kaine, has been dipping into the Social Security and the Medicare trust funds. Look, those two funds are pacts, sacred pacts between the people who have paid into Social Security and to Medicare their entire working lives. And now what Tim Kaine wants to do is increase that tax even more so he can continue to rob the Social Security and Medicare trust funds. I don't think that's right. I think we need to leave it alone. I think we need to make sure that people, when they've paid into Social Security, paid into Medicare, that they get those funds back after they're retired, as opposed to what Tim wants to do. What Kaine wants to do is to raise their taxes.
But doesn't the demographics mean that there's a problem there? We've got a lot more older people.
Well, there are more older people. But look, if the Congress had not been raiding the Social Security and Medicare trust funds, they'd be completely solvent. But that's the problem. Is that Congress, they tell you that they're going to increase their taxes so that your Social Security and your Medicare can be solvent. But that isn't the problem at all. The problem is that Congress has been taking that money and using it elsewhere, and that's something that needs to stop. You know, I know how to cut budgets. I know how to reduce spending. I've done it in Prince William County. Our tax bills in Prince William are 30% lower than the rest of the region. And yet I've financed the largest road building program in all of Virginia. We've hired hundreds of new police officers and firefighters, thousands of new teachers, and yet our tax bills today in the county that I lead are lower today than when I took office when adjusted for inflation. That's what I'm going to do in the United States Senate. Congress needs to live within its means and quit taxing people more and more.
You say a lot of very powerful things when you step up on a stage. We'll put it that way. Do you believe everything you say?
Absolutely. I speak my mind. And, you know, my dad was a longshoreman. I grew up as a Democrat. I'm a little bit rough around the edges. But people will tell you, you know, why did I get elected and reelected four times countywide in a Democratic county, a diverse county like Prince William County? That's because people know where I stand. And even if they disagree with me, at least they know what they're going to get. I keep my promises. I don't beat around the bush. I'm very direct. And frankly, that's what people want right now.
Do you have any message for people who might be considering voting for Libertarian Matt Waters? He's on the ballot, obviously not as well known, but to kind of say why they should vote for you as opposed to him if they're saying, you know, this anti-big government type of...
Well, you know, Matt and I have a lot of things in common. I've got a lot of libertarian type views, especially with regard to the economy and taxes and even with regard to the marijuana issue. I believe in decriminalization and medical use of marijuana. I believe in all those things. So there really isn't a whole lot of difference between me and Matt, just that is Matt would even acknowledge he doesn't have a chance of winning. A vote for him, you know, really, you know, could be the vote that puts me over the top over Kaine. And so I would just ask people that even if you agree with his philosophy a little bit more than mine, please vote for me, because otherwise you're going to get somebody who's, you're going to get Tim Kaine. You're going to get more of the same establishment swamp, increased taxes that you got under Kaine, all that stuff. That's the difference.
What do you think about the polls in this race that have suggested you might be trailing by more than it seems like some voters would think?
There's no recent polls. All the polls are very dated at this point. They're several weeks old. And since that period of time, there have been a couple of commercial polls out there where they actually polled registered likely voters. And those polls have been down within single digits. And at the end of the day, my voters are going to be a lot more they're energized. They're coming out. And I tell you, since the Kavanaugh hearings, people are really angry with Senate Democrats, including Tim Kaine. They're really angry at the far left extreme wing of the Democratic Party that has taken over the Democratic Party. People want nothing to do with the weirdos who were clawing at the doors of the Supreme Court a couple of weeks ago. And that's why people are walking away from the Democratic Party. We welcome them. I need their votes.
So you don't fear that, you know, there's been this big discussion about whether other candidates, the congressional candidates, want to be out there with you on the trail, want to campaign with you, want to put their names with you. Is that something that's hurt you, or is that something that's not?
There's been a lot of cooperation behind the scenes. And look, they've got their races to run. You know, some of our internal polling actually shows me running ahead of them in some of their districts. And so they've got their races to run. I've got my race to run. I've got my brand, which is very direct, very honest. And I can be brutally honest. But I am going to tell the voters exactly what they need to hear as opposed to what they want to hear. That's why I've been elected and reelected four times in Prince William County, Northern Virginia, Democratic County, 55% minority. People know I get the job done. I may twist a few arms, I may break a few legs to get the job done, but I will bring in transportation funding into Northern Virginia. I've been able to do it in one county. I can do it for the state. We need somebody who's going to just work in the Senate and be willing to be a little bit brutal, but at times work together, even with the other party, to get things accomplished. That's what I've done in the past, and that's what I'm going to do in the future.
Are you going to win?
Yeah, we're going to win. I think it's going to be a very close election. I think we're going to be up very late watching the polls come in on November 6th between me and Tim Kaine.
All right. Anything else that we didn't talk about you want to highlight at all?
No, you got a choice between, you know, Tim Kaine, who's an automatic no to every single thing that the president proposes, the increase in the, you know, he voted against the military, he voted against veterans, he voted against the tax cut, he voted against, you know, things that would have been good for Virginia as an automatic no. I support the president for his tax cut and by and large on most things. You know, there are going to be differences. I disagreed with him on the pay freeze for federal employees because I currently represent a lot of federal employees. And I know that federal employees have been used as a political football between the prior administration and Congress. And I think that needs to end. We need to respect them.